My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Am I turning into Marv Marinovich if I took the video of my son's catch in the scrimmage and kept sending it to coaches around the area today or over the weekend?
I can't believe you haven't tweeted it out.
No. Mm-mm. I can handle it about me. I can't handle it about him. No.
What's to criticize? Twitter is an amazing play.
Twitter is a jungle, and I'm not carrying my son into the jungle. No. So maybe I didn't even. I have the video. Maybe Instagram. Maybe Facebook. I'm not on. No. I don't need to read it from some guy with a BoJack Horseman avatar giving me the business over his catch. Not a chance. That ain't going to happen.
I thought it was a great moment.
I thought it was a hell of a catch. I loved Owen's breakdown of it with Nitty Gritty Football earlier this morning during Lima Lights at 6:40.
Telling you, nobody has broken down more youth football in Northeast Ohio.
He doesn't understand. I was a lineman, and everybody would think my son would be a lineman. He's small and very skinny. I can't believe he, in his football stuff, they had to do weigh-ins, official weigh-ins. Of course, you can like request a spot weigh-in when they get there, but that's always like awkward. I don't know if I really want to do that, but he weighed in 69 pounds, man.
Listen, based on what I saw in that clip,
yeah,
I mean, he's going to be holding out by next year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's going to cost him money.
Anthony Lima, go on and make up some horrific story about him wanting more money in an effort to get him more money.
What's the fine situation, Kenny? Like, if he's not there every day.
What, in Streetsboro?
Yeah.
I'll whoop his ass. I mean, I take away his video games.
That's why these guys need a union. I've been saying it for years.
My sons need a union?
Yes.
It was good. Am I turning into Marv Marinovich if I keep sending it, though? Nobody answers that question. Okay, going back to, and I want to finish up with Guardians today, and I want more on that coming up at 9:45, because we have a big series coming up against the Yankees later on tonight. I know that fans don't like the preseason much. I think coaches do. I don't know if we need to fix the preseason altogether other than just, hey, take a game out. Take one game out of the preseason. Like, I got a lot of, I got emails here from A. Brock. I got a couple other ones from folks about the preseason. Like, I know that an 18-game regular season schedule becomes a slog. Because if you're out of it, if you're a great football team, you're just trying to get through it without getting injured. Like, you reach a level, like the old 49ers, they would win the old NFC West by the time, like, the end of November, they would do it. And it was always amazing. And then you're just trying to get to the end of the season. And that was a 16-game schedule. You get to an 18-game schedule, there is going to be a time where you are in a division. The Browns probably will never be in this spot because the AFC North is, it's been a good division basically our entire lives. But there will be teams that in a certain division will run away with it, and there will be teams that just bow out very, very early. And so for their fans, you want to get to the postseason because you want to see what it is. And then for a fan who's of a team that's in a rebuilding year, you just want to get to the end of the year and start talking draft and get ready for those guys who could possibly be coming in. And the rest of the season could become a drag for everybody. I know that. It was that way when it was a 16-game schedule. A-Brock says that, and I'm sure that you say it too because I've heard you say it too. If you get to an 18-game schedule, you're taking out a preseason game, making it count. You have now probably a home and away situation for each one of these teams, which is easy because you have an even number of teams. Then you have an even number of both preseason games and regular season games. Everybody's a winner. And plus, more starters will play because there's less preseason. So now, if you want Deshaun Watson to play, yeah, he probably would be playing in a two preseason game scenario. Or without it. That's what you're going to get either way.
Yeah, I mean, people are responding, and we have social media reaction, as always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This says, Fan of the Land 3 was at the game Saturday. That was the most boring game I've ever been to. The 5,000 people in attendance made it seem like a library. It just seems like you're seeing more and more of that around the NFL.
I don't want to, because if you get two preseason games, one home, one away, you use that home game, you could turn it into a family day. You could afford to take a bit, I don't want to say a scheduled loss in terms of revenue.
Financially.
No teams want to lose any money financially.
Ever.
None of them do. But if you wanted to turn it into a day like it's a family day, because it's an easy day to put your feet up and go. And I know we gave Mitch a lot of hell for it because he's 26 years old and he went to his first Browns event. I can't even really call it a game. And everybody who listened didn't want to call it a game on Friday. There's no pressure on it. You could take a kid. Because during regular season games, and I don't care whether they play in a brand new facility in Brook Park, whether they play at the old stadium, you could dig back up Municipal Stadium and put that out there if you want to. I don't know if it's going to go together Lego-wise. It's always going to be the same way in an NFL stadium. If there's regular Joes going, it's their time to pop off. It's their vacation. You got a lot of people there. They're going to load up. They're going to party. Football's a gladiator sport. We live and die with these teams. They're salty language. Yeah, I'll admit, it's not really a place that a lot of people are comfortable taking their 7-8-year-olds to. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to wait a little bit. I took Axel to the Cardinals game. Honestly, I didn't think that they were going to start Clayton Tune at that time, but I thought that was going to be an easy win and most people were going to have a good time at that game. And honestly, it did feel like a preseason game. Deshaun Watson went out there. They took care of their business. They won 27-0 going away. It seemed that the Cardinals made it a scheduled loss before they put Kyler Murray back out on the field after his injury. It just seemed to all go that way for everybody involved. That's as closest to a regular season, preseason game that I could possibly find for them. Because a lot of people, they're not comfortable taking them. They're small kids. Brown Steelers, no. But a preseason game, yeah. Vikings are in town. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. We'll put our feet up, kind of have a good time, and that's it. Dorian in Fairview Park, you're first up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you on the preseason. I'm new to the Cleveland area from Kansas City. The Chiefs used the preseason perfectly, and the proof is in the pudding. They're the best record in September over the last 8 years, and it's because they used that as a time to get their starters on the field. I took my son to the Browns game thinking that they would play some starters on Saturday. Second preseason game, you want to get guys out there. They play nobody. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, Mahomes is playing the whole first quarter. They're out there executing the offense. And come September, we know what that machine is going to look like.
Well, they're not afraid. You're right about that, Dorian. From a football standpoint, you're right about that. And this is why I think a lot of fans, though, are afraid to play their guys. And Andy Reid's always played his guys. So you are 100% dead on. But I think a lot of people, they really don't want to play their guys for a full four-game preseason or now a three-game preseason. If you get down to two games in the preseason, I'm willing to bet your starting quarterback, no matter the situation, is probably going to play in both those games. So that means that one home, one away, people are going to get a chance to see their stars.
Yeah, I also think the preseason gives you a great opportunity for those position battles. Like in Kansas City, You got a lot of roster spots that are locked up. But there's some key roster battles where you got to get that time and that film out there in the preseason. Also, you got guys out there that are fighting for jobs with other teams. They just want to get good film. So, you know, I like the fact that they dropped down to three preseason games. I think two may be a bit of a crunch when it comes to scouting development and those back-end roster spots. But, you know, I just want to put my two cents.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dan, as a Chiefs fan in Cleveland, I think the Browns are going to hit the over on wins. I like what I see out there. I think you got a really solid team. It all depends on Deshaun. I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but from the outside looking in, it looks really good.
Dorian, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. You got anything before
it's Kansas City fans. They're trying to take over the show and tell us, oh, it's a, do you think this I get he said the September, you know, the start. Does that have anything to do with the fact they have Patrick Mahomes? I get what he's saying. We're all trying to draw conclusions to whatever
we can. Patrick Mahomes got hurt in a preseason game that's meaningless, people will be losing their minds.
I do think they have put an emphasis on, they stood on the podium last year after winning back-to-back and said, we're going to three-peat. Like, that's been their goal. So I think their goal is a little different than everybody else's in the NFL, and they'd be the first team to ever do that.
Yes, and I think that playing them this preseason, actually, there's some method to the madness because you want to keep them sharp. If I start letting starters, you can't pay everybody. So now you're fighting the whole disease of me thing, which I hate that term because it's a business and everybody would want to get paid. And I think it makes guys out to be demonized for wanting to get paid money when they should want to get paid money. It's a professional sport. I think it helps get rid of that where guys in street clothes, then they start thinking about their money. Maybe they start thinking about they're better than what they really are. They start thinking about getting out of Kansas City. I think if you have guys playing together, even for a quarter, it's just like, hey, we're all in this together. A lot of these guys are already picked for Kansas City, just like with the Browns, and it's probably a different feeling to that. So I can totally understand why Andy Reid does that. 216-474-0092. Jim in Strongsville, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey guys, listen. I'm not sure exactly what we need to fix about the preseason. Look, I went to the game yesterday. I went to the game Saturday. Yeah, it sucked. It wasn't the normal game. None of it mattered. But you know what I noticed, Kenny? You're a prime example of it. Tons of people down there with their kids and families. It was an opportunity to not. They're not going to take their kids to a normal Browns game during the regular season. But during this area, it's a good time to have. I saw more kids and families than I've ever seen. I'm sure they sold more ice cream and crazy soft drinks than they've ever sold there before because this guy was getting up and down every 5 seconds to go buy something. Look, I get it. It's not ideal, but I don't know what else you're going to do. I mean, it's a huge revenue thing. When you're considering that I'm paying full season prices for these preseason games, to me it's kind of just like, yeah, it sucks. It's a loss that I got to take, but I don't know if there's any other way to do it. I've heard people say, well, I'll charge $10, charge $15 a ticket, fill the stadium. You're still not going to fill the stadium up. What were people, you know, it's kind of a big ask to take, have people plod down to the stadium on a Saturday at 4:30. You know, you're in the summertime. There's a lot of other things going on. So, I mean, I just think it's just kind of an evil that we're going to have to live with.
Jim, thank you very much for the call. That's basically what I feel about it. I feel a lot of people, I think if you played two preseason games, had your starters out there probably because you're probably going to have one and one, You take a week off in between the preseason games. Still the same amount of time. I think you might be just fine in that case.
So do you think, like the Browns, if was Haslam even there? I imagine he was there.
Yeah, he
right?
was there. Of course he was.
Do you think he left that game thinking this is just part and parcel of, you know, our NFL season? It's not a great look, what we're seeing right now in the stadium, but we don't think it's a problem. It hasn't risen to the level of this is a problem that needs fixed.
I think that they will examine every single way to improve the product while still making money. I think in any owner who is not willing to think about something like that is probably a bad owner. I mean, to the core, just either not with the times or they're just not thinking, they're not thinking ahead of what they need to do as business owners. Like, I think that every owner in the NFL is probably coming up with an idea to present amongst their other owners with ideas to make the preseason matter more, to still keep the revenues, but also take care of their players and take care of their fans. And if they can find any way to make this period of time better while they still make money, then I think they're probably going to examine that. 216-474-0092. Speaking of, for Mitch, did you feel that you had the real experience on Saturday?
No.
So you feel you haven't still been to a Browns game?
I went to a game, but I didn't get the full experience.
Would you ever do that again?
Go to a preseason game? Yeah. Or go if it's a good matchup.
What if no one's playing?
Well, what's a good matchup?
Yeah, what's a good matchup?
If a team that plays its starters in the preseason, like the Chiefs or, you know, some other teams could come to town, then maybe.
Well, that's always an agreed upon thing, basically, in the preseason, is how many starters are going to play from each side, things like that. So the matchup part of it, I'm not sure. Like, do you feel you need to get to a Browns regular season game now because of the experience that you had?
Absolutely, especially if they decide to do something different with the stadium here in a couple years.
Do you believe that the experience that you had whetted your appetite for it, or do you believe that you did not get the full experience and now you need to see the full experience? There is a difference here.
I get what you're saying. It whetted some of the experience, but I need to see it in its fullest form. Sold out crowd, regular season action, especially against a really good team.
Okay. So are you going to get to a game this year?
I don't know yet. The preseason game was kind of on a whim because I could afford it. I don't know if I can afford any games this year.
You could afford it.
At least not sitting way up top.
Why not sit way up top? That's where you have the most fun.
Yeah, you got to walk all the way up there.
No, you don't. They have escalators and whatnot.
Yeah, they do have escalators wrapped around the outside. That was one of the comments I made the other day.
I mean, you can get up there fairly efficiently.
Wait, we have a comment that we didn't play from Mitch on the Odyssey app?
We do have a comment from... Oh, is that... Well, that might have been the first one.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you had to say about your parents preferring Progressive Field to Brown Stadium. Is there a reason?
Because we went to dozens of Indians and Guardians games when I was growing up, and we never went to a Browns game.
All right, play this. Can we play this clip? Here it is. This is Mitch on his parents preferring Progressive Field.
One thing I'm noticing about the stadium here and the fans in it compared to some of the other ballparks in the city, I can kind of see now why my folks prefer taking us to Indians and Guardians games early in my life than Browns games. And it's not to say that the Browns games aren't a good time to go to, but there is more of an intense, dialed-in atmosphere, even in the preseason, it looks like, compared to your average baseball game here in the summer or even in the late fall. Again, different dynamics don't mean that one's better than the other or one's worse than the other.
Listen to you trying to cover your ass for everything that you said. That's exactly the reason why they would take you to a baseball game.
I'm not trying to go after either stadium or war.
I was wondering where he was going with that at the start of it.
Yeah, I didn't really understand.
They're all Cleveland fans. What would be different?
I think even in the preseason, there are a lot of fans that come there to get really dialed into the competitive atmosphere compared to a baseball game in the summertime where it's kind of more laid back and... You know, not to say that Guardians games aren't competitive. They certainly are, but it's more laid back there. Ironically, the first playoff game I went to there in 2007, I learned 3 new cuss words and the middle finger. So that was a fun time.
You learned new cuss words at a baseball game?
I did.
You didn't know middle finger until you were 10?
The ALCS between the Red Sox and the Indians. That was a good time.
Also, thank you very much, Owen. You didn't know about the middle finger till you were 10 years old?
No.
How is that possible?
It's not like my dad was using it all the time against me. That was later in life.
I gotta show you something once we get him right here.
Coming up next, Mitch Please, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Live in the Fit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.